What a very important report coming from Dr. Rob Congdon. We focus on that portion of this world today, that region, the European Union, to stay abreast of how everything they do there is setting the stage for the prophetic truth to be fulfilled that's found in God's Word. Well, one of my favorite broadcast partners is Dr. Don DeYoung. He's the head of the science department at Grace College in Winona Lake, Indiana. He's written several books. He's written one on astronomy, a beginner's guidebook to astronomy. I love it. I use it. And then I go out and look at the skies and wish I knew as much as Don did, but I'm excited about what I do know right now. Don, I saw two articles that I felt like should bring you to the broadcast table. There is a connection, I do believe, because Jesus is the Alpha, the beginning, the creator, and the end. He's the King of Kings for the future. And that makes it very important, I think, to put the two together, creation and the second coming, a prophetic scenario in God's Word. Now, there is information, fresh insight into what is going on. It's a mysterious sound that's coming from way far out in space. And there's all kinds of things that's going on. Some are saying possibly a black hole, maybe. And they say, the scientists say, extraterrestrial intelligence out there. Talk to me about this sound that's coming from way out in space and what you think it might be.
Well, yes, Jimmy, new discoveries and findings from space continue. That recent article is all about what's called a fast radio burst. It's just a burst of energy that is picked up with some of our instruments. Not sure whether it's coming from far, far away or not so far, kind of mysterious, but a high energy pulse. Now, it might be called a sound, but it's not something that you would hear. It's really a radio signal, and it's picked up with those large radio dishes, those large kind of telescopes. What it is, no one knows, and of course, some of the far-out ideas always are that it may be alien, some kind of a signal trying to get our attention. But, you know, there's no structure to it. It's not like the Morse code or anything else. It's just a burst of energy. As you say, it might be coming from perhaps a neutron star or black holes interacting with each other. There's plenty of variety out there.
Yeah, indeed, there is. And I noticed what you just said. You don't know if it's coming from close, relatively close, of course, to the Earth, or from far away. But as I read the article, it seems like the scientists, or so-called scientists, they're saying that it was coming from 3 billion light years away. Now, if that is the case, that's a far distance out there. Can you help us understand what 1 light year is and then compare that to 3 billion?
Yes, of course. In astronomy, these distances are always a stretch of our minds. A light year is the distance that light travels during an entire year, and that's about 6 trillion miles. Of course, the sun is nearby us, but the nearest nighttime star is about 4 of those light years away. So then when you get into millions or billions of light years, it's just unfathomable distances that you're talking about. Yes, that burst of energy, the thought, first of all, is that maybe it was just coming from Earth, from one of our own machines or something, but that was ruled out. Whether it's coming from that far away, billions of light years, if it is, it's a huge concentration of energy out there. Time may tell whether it's coming from our own Milky Way or coming from some far, far away galaxy.
Well, we don't know actually what is really going on out there, but I was just thinking, my mind started to wonder, if it's 3 billion light years away from us, what an expanse the heavens are. And the Lord, he actually did that on the fourth day of creation in just a few moments, didn't he?
Well, exactly. This whole universe on day number 4 was filled up with variety, different types of stars, different types of radiation. That signal also seems to show a strong magnetic field, and you have those kind of things in space as well.
I wanted to ask you about another of the articles that I sent along to you. A new fossil find, they found butterfly wings on Earth that they say has been here for some 200 million years. Well, I know that's wrong because the Earth is only about 6,000 years old. But butterflies and dinosaurs, they could have been living together even if you deny science and accept, as I and you do, the fact of God's Word.
Well, certainly. In the biblical view, Jimmy, we have everything happening very rapidly during the supernatural week of creation. Plants on day number 3, and then the insects like butterflies and such would have shown up on days 5 and 6. In other words, all at roughly the same time. What they're finding in these fossils, actually they're finding just little bits of the wing of butterfly. They're little scales like butterflies have today. And in their view, they're finding these things early in the fossil record, even before plants showed up. It's interesting, you know, butterflies, they have all of the mouth parts to get pollen to work on flowers. And so evolution is running into a crunch here. They're finding, in their view, that these butterflies show up long before plants show up. So why would the butterflies have that kind of mechanism to collect pollen before the pollen was there? It gets all scrambled up. And again, the creation view is so refreshing that everything happens quickly and together, and everything was made to function that way.
And I'm reminded of Psalm 19. God's creative activities, they present the glory of the Lord. And of course, as you well know, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. So this is, it's refreshing to think about the fact that reality from God's Word is truth as it relates to the beginning and, of course, to the end as well, would you not say?
Very true. And these scales, these fossils they're finding, Jimmy, are just a wonder. The optics of them, just like modern butterflies are, it all shows this wonderful design that God's had from the beginning.
From the beginning till the end, Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega. Don, great to talk with you. Always refreshing my thinking and thoughts about what is going on in this world, what has gone on, and what will go on in the future. Appreciate it so much, my good friend. Thank you. We'll talk again, I'm sure, the rest of this year.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to have a conversation with David James. We're going to be talking about signs, wonders, and miracles. You do not want to miss that conversation. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.